Yes, indeed, it is another day for me and you in paradise. But then again, it's another day for me and you on the sunny side. On your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Good afternoon, I am Denise Dennis-Walu. And as always, from now up until 3 p.m, you and I will share this space together, having thought-provoking conversations, and then I look forward to a smooth ride with you. How have you been, by the way? Has your day been, or how is your day going? I hope good. So, what do we have in store for you today? We start off with our first conversation centered around social media censorship. And you're wondering, why are we talking about social media censorship in 2022, in the month of September, on the 27th day of that month of September? Well, with the 2023 general elections campaign beginning tomorrow, and the high possibility of social media as a campaign tool, one is forced to ask if there is a need to center the digital space. The post is up on our Twitter and Facebook page, and you can watch us live on Twitter. It is at Nigeria Info PH, and on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Do not just listen, be a part of the conversation. Like, share, and comment as well.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, you would agree with me that before this time, there have been a lot of conversations going on social media. I'm talking Facebook, I'm talking Twitter, centered around the 2023 general elections. Open declarations as to who a person is supporting, and conversations, backlash, responses to comments made by several persons who are diehard fanatics of a particular candidate or a particular political party. Now, think about it. With the 2023 general elections campaign beginning tomorrow and the high accessibility of social media as a campaign tool, one is forced to ask, is there a need to censor the digital space? Now, let's look at what censorship is. Some sort of suppression of speech, public communication, or other information on the basis that such material is considered objectionable, harmful, sensitive, or inconvenient. Censorship can be conducted by governments, private institutions, and other controlling bodies. Even as a radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info, we are subject to some level of censorship from the NBC. And yes, it is so, because it is necessary. If not, we'll end up doing things anyhow we like. There are codes that we have to go by, obey, to ensure that the space is a level playing ground for everybody and we do not cause trouble in the society. Now, general censorship occurs in a variety of direct media, including speech, books, music, films, and other arts, the press, radio, television, you name it, and the internet, for a variety of claimed reasons, including national security, to control obscenity, child pornography, and hate speech, to protect children or other vulnerable groups, to protect or restrict political, take note of that, to protect or restrict political or religious views, and to prevent slander and libel. Social media censorship is indeed a public concern. I mean, if you see everything that goes on there, some I am not able to mention at this time of the day. And it needs a public solution, because with much of public discussions now taking place on the three main social media platforms ahead of the 2023 general elections, the time is ripe to ask, do we need social media censorship in Nigeria? Do we need social media censorship in Nigeria? And I repeat, do we need social media censorship in Nigeria? Let's talk. The numbers to call are 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0007 and the female caller line is 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809 030 6416. Once again, a WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809 030 6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call, and also ensure that you're audible so that we can hear you. Remember, we are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Keep the calls coming and keep your tweets coming as well, because in course of the conversation, I will read them as you're not left out of the conversation. So again, the question is, do we need social media censorship in Nigeria? All right, let's take this call. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Dennis.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, I can hear you.
Okay, Dennis, I would agree that everything needs some form of censorship, but then here is my problem. Once Nigeria is concerned, our system is never done well. It's done with some sort of hate, some sort of stigmatization and the rest. Now, I would like to mention this, if you allow me. The BBC, the CNN, they have censorships. They work with, right?
Yeah.
But you see, they would comfortably grant interviews to Islamist groups and the rest of them. But you can't see you guys and Nigerian people do it. You do it, and they find you 5 million because they don't like the way you are granting interviews up and down. So there is always some sort of heat and emotion with censorship. I would say that, yes, there should be, but at this very stage, this country is now, people that are heading us at different ministries and at different levels of government, if we allow them to censor social media, they will do it with hate and stigmatization. That is my problem.
Okay, so aside from the fears of how it's going to be conducted, are there no significant benefits to every one of us as well-meaning Nigerians?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, as far as they are concerned as to how the process will be carried out, okay, are there no significant benefits to well-meaning Nigerians if the social media space should be censored?
Dennis, there will be benefits, but the non-benefits will be more than benefits. And according to me, once the non-benefits are more, it makes no sense to carry on with it.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for calling. If you follow through conversations on social media, especially on Twitter, when I call some people diehard fanatics, I say this because, to a large extent, in a means to show solidarity, in a means to show support for a belief or for a candidate or for a party, There is the possibility of them going over and beyond the limits to prove a point. I hear stories of fans or supporters going as far as threatening people. I read through some of the responses to tweets or to comments on social media, on Facebook, and you can tell that some of these arguments are not done with what I will call a vast understanding of the situation on ground, but with a lot of sentiment. A bit of sentiment is an understatement. A lot of sentiment. And you may want to wonder the impact of some of these responses to whoever put out a post out there, to whoever is affected directly or indirectly. Now, taking a cue from how we've had elections running time past and what we have it as today, and the heat that is building up ahead of the 2023 general elections, you'll expect to see more of this. And while everybody says elections are not won on social media, I laugh because what if, let me emphasize, what if to a large extent what happens on social media becomes a determining factor to the outcome of the 2023 general elections? Are we going to leave that space like that without some level of regulation, without some level of censorship? Maybe not, you know, as we have it on radio and TV and other media platforms. And then now let me remind you about the Twitter ban. That was some level of censorship put up by the operators or the creators of the app. I mean, these are rules. They set down that if you must do things on this particular app, this is how you should operate. Okay, and then for some reason they found something wrong with a statement by our president and they took down the tweet, and then it led to a lot of things, most importantly the ban on Twitter for several months. And yeah, some of us are rejoicing and we are saying that, oh, thank God they lifted the ban on Twitter, and this is because they intend to use it as a tool come 2023 or in a build-up to the 2023 general elections. All of these are arguments, but I'm saying that you cannot tell the extent to which some people may go. And if there is one platform that a lot of people will have their voices heard unhindered, uncensored, uninterrupted, except maybe, of course, for a network glitch, it is the social media space. And if that is the case, let us be honest. Let us think deeply about it. The time for social media censorship, is it ripe for it? Are we ripe for it? Is it something that we will welcome with open arms, or are we going to leave it to chance and leave the space as it is, not forgetting the fact that it is not only the elections we should be concerned about, but the fact that we have a lot of things flooded on that space. And you never know who will chance on some of these content and the impact it will have. Propaganda is one of them. Sentiments centered around political parties, sentiments centered around religion, sentiments centered around ethnicity, which will in some way or the other instigate some level of chaos. Or in one way or the other, propel someone to take a very vital decision. And the impact of that decision, we never know. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and the female caller line once again is 0809-030-6416. Remember, we're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and on Facebook it is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Do we need it? What are your reasons? Why do you think we need it? And if we don't need it, what are your concerns? What are your fears? What could possibly go wrong? These and more are some of the questions we look forward to addressing. So for some reason, the network is acting up. And this is why I will encourage you that if you do intend to be a part of the conversation, and you should be interested in this conversation, by the way, you can send a tweet to us and I would read it. Or better still, you keep trying the phone lines, or you send a message to us via Facebook. Remember, Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. All right, so I've been trying to access your Facebook messages. I see some of them. I'm going to read them. This one is from David Asula. Says, good morning, Didi. It's afternoon. Good afternoon, Didi. Yes, we need social media censorship in Nigeria. Without censorship, the media will be agog with too much irregularities ranging from hate speech to defamation of character and other negative acts on social media. The problem is, who will conduct the censorship and how will it be conducted? It is what it is. All right, thank you, David. Adama Gabriel on Facebook says, regulating social media will go a long way in reducing unguarded and uncomplimentary statements via social media. I'm sorry, I'm trying so hard to read this. Okay. Uncomplimentary statements via social media. It's quite sad that social media have become a tool to sow seed of discord in Nigeria. I think I will take a trip down memory lane in course of this conversation. I think it was it in the year 2020? The Nigerian government had shown that its resolve to regulate online media is undoubted, with an earlier social media bill stalling at the parliament due to public outcry. There are still steps, you know. The government has now plotted another route to censor the media. Now, if you remember when we had that debate in 2020, I remember vividly because at the time, I think I was hosting the midday dialogue. Some of you had given your reasons at the time, and you held strong, you know, you strongly opposed the censorship because you didn't see any need for it, saying, of course, that while we talk about press freedom every now and then, there is indeed no press freedom, in your own opinion. So you fall back to social media as the only means you can express yourself. But there were the problems, okay, the problems of fake news being in circulation. Yes, fake news being in circulation, and the fact that a lot of people were acting based on fake news. Some people took very, very big decisions hinged around fake news. WhatsApp, yes, I wouldn't forget WhatsApp. Sharing. Forwarding, sending broadcast videos and all of that, stating that this and that, how some people stopped using a particular product because it was believed that, oh, this particular product does this, or it causes this, or it's killed somebody here, or it killed another person there. And then when we did investigations, we discovered that, oh, it was a mere propaganda. It was not true. It was unfounded. It was probably some competition existing between different brands, and they came up with that particular a video. They came up with something to limit the patronage to their competitor, as it were. All right, we've heard stories about that. We've also heard stories about ethnic fights and all. And we saw videos and we thought that the videos were recent. Only after further investigation did we realize that some of these videos were not even from Nigeria, as it were. Now, this is election season, and everybody, I believe, who intends to win an election, or everybody who intends that the person they're supporting wins an election, is willing to go all out to make sure that they win. So if it's going to involve some level of propaganda, if it's going to involve broadcasting lies, if it's going to involve everything or anything that is able to influence people's decisions, well, who is going to stop them from going all out? And that is why this question is pertinent at this time, if you agree with me. Do we need censorship? Do we not need censorship? Why don't we need censorship? Why do we need censorship? And like I said, if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines because the phone lines are acting up, please do not forget that you can send your messages via WhatsApp. WhatsApp number, once again, is 0809-030-6416. And then Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info Page. Good afternoon, OAP. To be honest, social media have done ham then good in Nigeria. Hashtag NSAS episode was made aggravated via churning of fake information. to gullible Nigerians via social media. I think it is high time National Assembly enacted a legal framework to regulate social media. I am Adama Gabriel from Aba. Adama Gabriel, if I may ask, what exactly will they be looking to censor? I'm just saying, what exactly will the Nigerian government be looking to censor? What are those parts? What are those loopholes you're having able to identify that needs some level of censorship? Who monitors to ensure that it is censored? As we have with the NBC, when you flaunt a code or something, you will be fined, okay? What fines are we possibly looking at? This is all we should be thinking about when we think about censorship. Is it censorship on a general note? You can't say this on social media. You can't do this on social media. You can't spread this on social media. If you do so, it will be taken down, or this will happen, or you'll be arrested, or you'll be punished. What are some of those things that we should be censoring? 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. Hello, Nigerian, for good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Good afternoon, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Didi, I so much miss you, but I'm not having a voice chat station again, though.
We're not talking about chat station this afternoon. We're talking about social media.
No, I know. I thought that you have to leave. Yeah, you have to leave. So, let me just go ahead to the point. Social media has corrupted many of the children. Social media is using it to do bad.
We can barely hear you. Could you please speak up? I said we can barely hear you. Could you please speak up?
No, I will call bad. It will not just talk on my shoulder.
All right, then. Do well to call back.
Network the chief.
All right, keep trying the phone lines. 0817-923. He said network day shake. 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0007 and 0817-923-0009. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Okay, we lost that call as well. Nigerian Info, good afternoon.
Zion, good afternoon to you.
This is Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, the social media or our media platforms should be censored.
Talk radio. 92.8
Talk Radio.
Number one, talk.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah. So, to avoid this kind of information, certain gossips, certain discussions that may emanate because of this particular election, that's my concern. We are going to see propaganda, we are going to see flying news, we are going to see unwanted and certain conversation that should not be there in fighting. So the government should write up to the people, not to witch hunt anybody, but to disguise our nation, to protect our territorial integrity as a people, and to maintain sanity for a peaceful conduct of the forthcoming election and thereafter. Recently, a young guy took a gun on social media that if they don't vote in a particular presidential candidate, they should not bother coming out. They shouldn't bother. He said that information, what that guy did there, if it is not properly handled, is going to cause their voter apathy. I'm telling you the truth. and look at other conversations people have bringing that is being generated on the social media. Recently, another presidential candidate, oh, he did not go to school, he participated in this, participated in that. All these are inciting. Before you know, they start breeding up fanatics. Of course, if you say something wrong to what I believe, there's going to be problems. So the social media space should be sanitized for our peaceful existence as a people. Little information can ignite something that we cannot control. And you and I know how today we are so glued to our social media. Some people, the moment they wake up, they don't even sleep. A lot of Nigerians don't sleep at night. I'm telling the truth. They are always on social media. From the moment they woke up from sleep, they won't even pray. The first thing to go to social media, the latest gossip or the latest information or whatever they are looking for. And this alone is reducing even our spiritual life. That alone, I'm telling you, is taking away our relationship with God.
So away from reducing our spiritual life and disrupting our relationship with God, Of what significant benefit will the censorship be? Hello?
Unnecessary information should not be put there.
Who determines what is unnecessary information at this point?
At a time like this, we know the kind of news we need to hear. We know the kind of conversation that should be held on social media. The moment conversation might get towards defaming the character of any of the candidates, I think that conversation should stop. The moment any evidence of pictorial, scriptures, whatever, image, conversation, deeds, or whatever that may smear the character of any candidate should not be posted.
Should the concern be on the candidates alone? What about the general populace who are not running for any elective position, but rather are waiting for the right time to cast their votes?
All follow for the conversation. All follow for the censorship. Because what I'm looking about the candidates now, because they are the ones at the front line. They are the ones every eyes are looking for. Every conversation wants to be juiced out from their work, what they said, the where they go to, the things they do, the places they have attended. So that's where conversations have basically been withdrawn. And yet it affects we, also that wants to vote. We the people, whether we will vote or not, even as Christians or non-Christians, those information have a way to affect us. That's why the government needs to censor our social media space, Mr. Zion.
All right, then. Thank you, Mr. Zion. But then again, like I said, if you follow through what is happening on social media, a lot of all of these defamatory statements and character assassination, they're not carried out by the citizenry, but mostly by the oppositions. Yes, I mean, someone that is a diehard fanatic or a card-carrying member of a particular political party or a fanatic of a political candidate goes online, brings out some things, pictures, comments, audio recordings, video recordings, you name it. And then there is the retweeting, and then there is the sharing, and then there is the comments underneath and the tagging. So, who are the biggest culprits when it comes to some of these problems? They are, right? So, when you say censorship, are you certain that if they're found wanting, the right thing will be done? That's another question. 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. A WhatsApp message here says, good afternoon, Denise. No one should ever attempt to tinker or gauge the social media during the forthcoming elections, as we need the social media to expose the demeanor of those who are not fit to rule this nation or run in any elective position. Sorry. This other one says, pushing of pornography and how to acquire wealth via shedding of blood should be regulated or expunged because it's doing harm to young Nigerians. I am Adama Gabriel. We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, the conversation continues on Nigeria Info. Just stay tuned to us.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
All right. I think the network did not allow us to take as many calls as possible as it concerns this conversation. But then again, not to worry, because you can always join the conversation online, whether or not we're done on air. The post will always be there on our social media handles as well as the live video. So you can always watch it. Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. And then Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I'm hoping I can still squeeze in our final call. Let's see, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. And 0817-923-0009. If you're just joining us, this is the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. And for the past roughly 30 minutes, we've been talking about social media censorship. And I did mention at the beginning that with the 2023 general elections campaign beginning tomorrow, Wednesday, and the high possibility of social media as a campaign tool, one is forced to ask if there's a need to censor the digital space. It occurs in a variety of ways, and it's all in a bid to prevent issues centered around national security, controlling obscenity, child pornography, and hate speech, also to protect children and other vulnerable groups. And then again, why it is important to us, especially as a consensus conversation, is to promote or restrict political or religious views and to prevent slander and libel. It is something of public concern, and yes, indeed, it needs public solution, because with much of public discussions now taking place on the three main social media platforms ahead of the 2023 general elections, maybe the time has come to ask if we are ripe, or if it is indeed the time for us to start thinking deeply about social media censorship. Do we need social media censorship?